Sorry, dude. We're at episode 12. 12. 12. 12. 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. Who would have thought, right? I mean, we started recording in October the first time. And we, how do we, what was the inception of Kimchi Curry?
I think some Indian visited Korea and was like, hey man, this kimchi is great.
It would be great
if we put it into curry.
I meant our podcast.
Like a thousand years later, we were like, hey, I'm Indian and you're Korean. Kind of, I guess. Let's make a kimchi curry podcast. I think that's basically how it happened.
Dude, but we could also switch it and do like, we do kimchi curry because of India and Korea. What about Pakistan and Austria? We could do... What's a Pakistani...
Schnitzel curry.
Yeah, still curry, exactly. Curry schnitzel, which also exists, I think. Pretty sure it exists. Yeah, the Japanese version.
Or we could just be a currywurst.
But that's more German. Is it?
Yeah, currywurst.
So you're not a big fan of currywurst?
No, it's awesome. I love it. Dude.
Oh, you love
it's really?
Really?
Good. It's freaking good, man. I mean, I don't eat it so often. I stopped actually eating sausages.
That's good. That's good.
Someone told me recently that it's actually like not even bad. Like the idea behind sausages and stuff. Because what they're doing is they're using the whole part of the animal.
True,
you know?
But how healthy is that for the human being?
Oh yeah, it's not healthy, especially now that it's all processed and stuff. But like the philosophy behind it, like I was saying that the whole philosophy of extrawurst, which extrawurst is basically all the stuff they don't use for meat cuts and whatever. They just like mash it up and then they put a little bit of coloring on it so it looks pink and then they sell it as a cold cut. And I remember thinking like, that's disgusting.
Damn,
and I stopped eating that stuff after I found out because I thought... This is my favorite joke. I thought it was called extra wurst because it was extra tasty.
That's the Austrian kind of sausage at the supermarket.
It's just like, what do you call it?
Slices? Yeah, the extra slices? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like slices, you know, and it's basically everything, it's the rest.
Bread.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
anyways,
super disgusting. Can you imagine? I mean,
it's nasty.
Ugh, dude, I've been vegan / vegetarian for 6 weeks now. Yeah, I was saying the other day I'm vegan, and then a friend of mine like shut me down, said, "No, you're not. You're vegetarian, and you're like once a day, once or twice."
Oh,
a
was
day.
Oh, was he like, "I'm vegan, and you're not vegan"?
Yeah, she was. It's a she. Shout out to Salome. She's awesome, which, yeah, she was shooting me down.
Oh, she's awesome. No, I wasn't making fun of her.
Yeah, she was shooting me down saying, oh, no, you're vegetarian. You're vegan like once or twice, maybe a week. But that's not true. But, man, outside, when you're outside, it's so much easier to eat vegetarian than vegan. You know, when you go to a burger place, often it's just vegetarian. Or
so now, I mean, but what about your poo-poo?
What about it?
Like, does it smell better?
Yeah. I don't know. Should it?
What about your butthole?
What about it?
Does it smell better?
I don't know, dude. You know what I do? This is one of the best purchases I made during the quarantine. You know, Squatty Potty?
I remember you were super excited when it came.
Yeah. So I didn't get the original. I got some ripoff. But on Amazon, I got it, and it really helps you shit better. It's really nice, really, really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know how they poo in India? Not in all places.
I mean, also in East Asia, right? In the public bathroom. So what you do is you simulate the squatting position while you're sitting.
Yes.
So you elevate your feet on top of that stool, and so
isn't it
simulates...
funny that like? Oh, sorry, I keep interrupting
you.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that a good portion of civilization in, I would say maybe even in Austria, but definitely in like the UK and the US, can't squat. Like,
yeah,
squatting is like a really basic movement.
Yeah.
Or position, and they can't do it.
Yeah. It's apparently really healthy, actually, right? So
it is. It's like the, yeah.
And if you
it's like the most important freaking movement. Like, if you can't squat, you know.
What does that mean?
Get with the program.
Can you squat? I can't squat.
Of course, dude. I do squats all the time.
Yeah, but can you stay in a squatting position for like 10 minutes? I've got these skinny fucking Indian legs,
man. I got to squat. I've got to squat all my life so that I can actually impress people, man.
Why?
Yeah, because, you know, got to get jacked.
What? Yeah, but who looks at the squats and is like, oh my God, that's sexy. No one does that. Everyone looks at the bench press for yourself.
Yeah.
No girl is like, oh my God, he does so many squats. That's so sexy.
Yeah, but I do, and it's more important what I think about myself.
That's true. That's true. Oh, and also, did you know what statistically women look at the most? Like, which body part they look at the most? On men?
The ball sack.
No. When they walk around, like, do you know which body part they look at the most?
The tip of the nose.
Yeah,
what do
I
they
guess.
Look at? Just face. Say, why do you want me? if you give me these awkward pauses, of course I'm gonna say some bullshit. All right,
so they look
me.
At the ass. They look at the ass, and you know why? It's because they look at the ass because it shows whether they can thrust well or not, evolutionarily. Yeah.
I deadlift a lot.
Exactly, deadlift and squats. That's good for your ass. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I know what. I don't deadlift.
About my thrusting power.
Fueling that again, dude. Jesus, we're not ever getting away from this. But hey, who cares? I love you. I hope you love me. And I love you. You love me. Na 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 na, happy family.
And I'm being darted about in the money balls. And na na na, yeah, in the halls.
Who's this? Barney, right? Barney the violet purple
Barney
dinosaur.
The dinosaur?
Did you watch Barney or Sesame Street or Teletubbies?
I actually didn't because they didn't play it on Austrian TV, or did they? Because that's what I used to watch, Austrian TV.
Right.
So I used to watch the... Remember that there's a clown, Kasper.
Kasper.
You know
that? I don't know. It's like a hand pop.
Yeah,
hand
exactly. Puppet. The hand. Okay. So I used to watch so that. Boring. And then there was the Knickerbocker Bande. I remember them.
They were
pretty badass.
Right.
And then, I used to watch a couple of things. And then I used to watch animes. Mila.
Oh, yeah.
Kanfliegen. You remember?
What's that? Which one?
Mila Superstar.
I don't know.
It was a volleyball. It was a volleyball anime about Mila, a girl called Mila. And she used to play
only
volleyball.
Know Sailor Moon.
It was really badass.
Oh.
Yeah, I never watched.
Wait, did you have a crush on any anime character? Like, I definitely had on Sailor Moon. Because my sister always watched.
Hold up, sorry. One sec. I'm just.
Okay.
Hello?
Someone's calling you?
Put you on speaker. All right, hold up.
You're doing this during the podcast? Someone's calling you?
Someone insisted I put them on speaker. Hold up.
Okay. What? Hold the mic to the microphone so it's we can hear it.
It's me, Angela. Now, I guess Pascal is too good to call me because
hi, Angela.
I went out of my way to call in 3 weeks ago.
No, you
and
didn't.
Pascal never returned my call. Apparently, Pascal thinks it's okay to sleep with girls and not call them back again. Break their hearts.
Why is Angela laughing?
But it's not okay. All right. And soon,
you will learn your lesson.
Oh shit!
Yo, the line got scary. Cut, dude. The line got cut.
It would be scarier if this.
He hung up.
Damn. Why does she sound so much like Ali?
I don't know. Maybe she's also half Indian, half Pakistani.
Well, that's some scary stuff, dude.
That was freaking scary, dude.
Was it Angela or Ashley? Because Ashley called a few weeks ago.
No, she said Ashley. You didn't hear right.
Okay. All right. Well,
unless it was another woman.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't get any calls. Did you ever do that? You met a woman and never called her up afterwards? So actually, I don't remember that, and I apologize. I've never done that, so yeah. Please keep calling. Thank you so much for your support. It is a bit scary with a call drop, but reminds me a lot of Eminem Stan. That song, but
that's pretty cool. You know how they use the term Stan now to refer to fans?
Like obsessive fans?
Like that's now a
term,
part of like the colloquial, it's a colloquialism.
Okay. Do you use a lot of Urban Dictionary?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, cool.
Yeah. What about you? You use it a lot?
I do. Whenever I hear some new word, I check it up, and then I used to look at all the, in school with friends, I look at all these sex positions that are so weird, like the Dirty Sanchez, or I think it was David Copperfield.
What is a Dirty Sanchez?
You know.
No, what is it?
You really don't know?
No.
No, I'm not going to say it. I think I shouldn't.
Okay, let's not say it.
Yeah, but you can.
We had this friend. We had this friend. No, I'm not going to say it.
A lot of these positions are BS, by the way. Like, people are just inventing it so just to have fun, just to make a joke. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real. But there's that one famous scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where the old janitor guy, he says all these sex positions. And that's when we Googled them and Urban Dictionary them and read about those. That was super funny.
Right.
That was a great movie, by the way. 40-Year-Old Virgin. Steve Carell, freaking legend. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, he's...
Steven! Steve Carell is a crazy good actor, yeah.
He's such a good actor. Anchorman, he was so good. He was playing this goofball. Brick. Like, Brick. Oh, yeah! Brick Tannerman or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that. I just remember Brick.
Rick, right. He was the best character for sure in the whole movie. I love, what was it like? I love Lamp. I love Lamp. And then he just obviously does it much better. He plays it, yeah.
No, that was pretty good what you did.
No, it wasn't. But, yeah.
So what do you want to talk about today, man?
What do I want to talk about? I wrote some stuff that we could talk about. So what do you think of this? You mentioned, what do you think about this? You mentioned that you think it's, we should, as a society, we should reconsider work days. So, you know, usually we have we work for 5 days and the rest for 2 days. And you were like, you know, why not work 3 days or 4 days and then rest the other days? Because in the end, you might be as productive, but you will be also happier in life because you have more time for yourself.
When did I say that?
The other day.
Okay. Yeah no, I totally agree with that. I don't think, I mean, even Sweden, isn't there some Nordic country where
Finland.
They actually like made it a law?
I think Finland.
Finland or something?
Yeah. Three-day
weekend,
it's
ridiculous. This whole five-day nonsense was made when like you actually needed people to put together like... shoes or knit stuff.
I mean,
stuff,
it still happens.
Factory stuff. Yeah, exactly. It happens, but it doesn't happen in many countries like our countries. All the jobs are, they're different. You know, they're maybe more technical or whatever.
Yeah.
More brain work is required, not physical labor. With physical labor, you can do a lot of hours, you know? Like, you don't get exhausted after 4 hours. Of intense physical labor, you do, but you can still continue the work.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like if you're doing intense, like, creative or brain technical whatever stuff, after 4 hours, you're just kind of sitting there being, you know, it's not even good for the employer.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. Anyways, I think the whole situation is messed up.
Right, okay. So that wasn't as interesting as I thought? Okay. Did you put in, tell some story or something? Okay. How about this story?
Oh, I have a story.
Oh, you have a story. Okay, please go.
Yeah, tell us the story, Pascal.
No, you tell the story. No, you. Oh, no, you.
No, you. You.
That's an insider. All right.
No one's going to understand.
Yeah. So, how about this, dude? I was thinking about it the other day. So, I was traveling quite a bit just before Corona hit, thank God. And I was in a hostel and I met this one guy. He was traveling with his friend. Super nice guys. Super friendly, both of them. And they were from the U.S., and this guy, we're just talking, and he was like, you know, he was doing a Europe tour all over Europe. And he was like, how do I meet girls? And how do I, and I was like, oh, so yeah, you can do this and this, go on Tinder. And he's like, yeah, I know that. And so I asked him, so is that the main purpose of your travel? You know, just to meet women from all these countries. And he's like, yeah, you know, so I want to explore the countries, but also, and he then just looks me in the eyes and he's like, you know, I'm not really good at a lot of things in life, but you know, fucking, that's what I'm good at. And I mean it, man. I really mean it. I'm good at fucking. And he kept saying this. And it was just so weird because I just met him and he was super nice. And actually, we're still in touch, actually. So shout out to him. super nice. But it was just so weird. Yeah, that's why I'm... Yeah, it's just weird. And he then... fuck, I don't know if I should say this, but... Yeah.
The reason is I should be really surprised, but the reason I'm not is because you just told me this story 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know, because I thought maybe we could mention it on the pod, but
I'm just saying it's a really cool story to all the viewers.
I mean, it was so fun. It was so fun to see. It's such a different kind of personality that someone, you know, keeps, and then he actually pulls out his phone because I guess I just like, okay, I just look suspicious or something. So he pulls out his phone and shows me a video without me actually really asking. And he just shows me a freaking porno of himself. And, you know, I've barely met this guy. And he just pulls out a phone. I just see a female face. Suddenly, a penis is in the video. And then just ejaculates on her face. And I was like,
graphic,
I was like,
dude.
Okay, wow. Now it's really, I guess I really know you well now. And
this is good. This is good stuff, dude.
I mean, she was enjoying it. I guess he had a lot of fun. And then he swipes a bit more in his photo gallery.
I guess he had a lot of fun if he ejaculated, I guess.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he... I don't know. She was smiling, so... anyways, and so he was swiping in the photo gallery. And then he shows me another one where he's also in the picture. And he's, like, doggy-styling this woman. And she's freaking enjoying it. He just keeps going at it. I was like, oh, okay. I guess he's really good at it. Because he had a good rhythm and stuff.
I'm going to definitely be getting a call from my mom.
I don't know if you should mention this. Sorry. But I thought it was just so funny.
The last time my mom...
It was just so funny because I asked him, like, wait, who's filming this now? And he was like, yeah, her husband. And I was just like, what? And he was like, yeah, we're good buddies. And then he swipes a bit more and he's just... It just shows them having dinner together and... yeah, they're just buddies, and the husband actually wanted him to sleep with his wife, so that his wife has a good time. So that's their kink, and I just thought that was interesting. Really nice guy, by the way. So he's super nice, very friendly, and yeah, he just has a good
super
time.
Super nice story, dude.
Is it? Maybe it was too graphic, but I think I had to tell the graphic detail to really show you what I was feeling like, because I just met the guy, and I feel like he also kind of, because he wanted to come to Berlin also, and he was like, yeah, let's hit the clubs and go out together, and think he was kind of insinuating that we could also end up in a threesome. I thought, like, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but
what the hell?
Yeah, not together, but that we, anyways, so
like in separate rooms.
No. That's not a threesome then.
Yeah, that's why that was the joke.
Was it too graphic? You feel so, you look so uncomfortable.
I mean, it was a bit graphic. Let's yeah, put but it that I way. I just to, wanted to okay, mention.
Should
I
we
just,
have to censor this?
I just wanted, yeah, let's just put a boo. I just wanted to mention that my mom the other day was like, yeah, it's so great that you're doing the podcast, but can you do some stuff like that I can, you know, that the aunties can understand, you know, the aunties. And I was like, dude, I don't make the podcast for the aunties. I make the podcast for myself. So whatever, you know, you either right, listen to it or you don't. It's none of my business. Like, I don't care. Anyways, right, but the point is that the aunties will definitely not be listening after this story. That's the point.
Yeah, I apologize to all the listeners and viewers who felt turned off. I wanted to just paint the picture of my experience there.
No, we want to get rid of those people, man. No, we want to attract. No, we want to attract the. Come on, we want to attract the kind of audience who's into facials and, you know.
Ah, come on, guys. Dude, I like a cosmetic facial.
We want to nice, definitely like attract Korea, the guy who filmed his wife getting plowed by this other guy. That's the kind of guy we want to attract.
I mean, hey, he seemed actually like a really nice guy on the picture when they're having dinner, but it was just weird because he was also filming and he kept changing his angle to really film the the banging, and it was just weird.
There was this scandal in the WWE. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty bad scandal. This really popular wrestler, I'm not even going to say her name because it's easier. This really popular wrestler, some of her pictures were leaked. Pictures and videos of hers were leaked where she had taken, it was on her phone, she had taken some photos or videos of her, like, you know, engaging in sexual activity. Okay. And there was one video. No, sorry, it wasn't even her phone. It was her ex-boyfriend's phone. And there was one video where her ex-boyfriend was like, he was naked and he was like filming. And she was like, she was having, you know, she was getting it on with another wrestler. And it was just so funny the way he was like filming and he was like in there, really, you know. And I just remember thinking it was so humorous, like how he's like,
he was naked.
And he was naked and he was like squatting down like in this like crouching position. Wait,
why was he in the picture? Why was he in the picture?
It was really weird because it was a video, right? From the side. Uh-huh. And then it was all three of them, like one, two, three. And so like her, the guy she's on top of the guy who she's boning, who's sitting, right? And then this guy on this side, like crouched down. Really, so I don't know why they did that. I don't know why she was filming, okay, or whoever was, like, there was one angle of them all and then, okay, and then him with the camera, like, doing the thing. I don't know. They wanted, like, a behind the scenes, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. But, I mean, dude, but yeah, that was... Whatever. We're not trying to make fun of people. Everyone has their kinks, I guess, right? I wouldn't be into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so the scandal was that it was, like, she got a lot of... like she got very depressed and, you know, like they posted it up.
I mean that's
like,
super private, right? Come on,
it was terrible. It was yeah, really, really bad. And
also,
she must
what
have felt really
did
ashamed
he leak
and stuff.
It, the ex-boyfriend?
No, he must have accidentally it must have accidentally leaked, but he had promised her that he had deleted it. So that's the thing that he did that was out of line, was that he had told her he had deleted it after they broke up, but he clearly hadn't. And then it
yeah,
got
well,
leaked because that's
right,
what happens,
on,
you know.
Of course.
If these things are lying there, then they get leaked, you know.
No, they're
like,
not.
So,
they
someone
don't.
You take your computer to a repair shop or whatever, and then
come
it's
on,
over,
dude.
Right? Or hackers.
Yeah, but then he should be aware and he should fucking delete it.
Yeah, that's why you should delete it or never do it, or really like put it on a hard drive, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's not.
He's on tight. Yeah, but anyway, so it was really
bad. I was thinking,
like,
I don't. Yeah, sorry, you go ahead.
Everyone else was, you know, the guys were like really cool or whatever. Like they got lots of props, but the girl, you know, was like mental abuse.
But that's the awful thing, right, about society. We talked about this, and we got some shout outs. Yay! For feminist support, because we're talking about how that Japanese girl in the series Real Life, the reality TV series, they were slut-shamed. Real Love, sorry. They were slut-shamed. And the guys were not.
Who was on board for that?
Who was on board for what?
Like, who gave us a shout-out?
Shout out to Francesca from Italy. She's an old friend of mine. What?
Thank you, Francesca.
Yeah, she's a great friend. I saw her last year in Italy. And, yeah. So, yeah. We got support from the women. We got support from the LGBTQ community. They write us a lot. We just don't get enough support from our moms, it seems.
Can you please do something for the aunties? I shouldn't throw my mom under the bus. She gave birth to me. So. But yeah. Anyways.
It's weird because I was just thinking, like, you know, you and I, we haven't been watching porn for such a long time, right? And then suddenly, just because he showed me that, I guess I did watch porn, but it was involuntary. He just whips out his phone and shows me. Anyways.
You're the worst, dude.
I'm the worst. Oh, with the porn. Okay, well.
We made this pinky promise. No more porn. And then you broke it.
I highly recommend it to every single one. I actually was talking about this on stage yesterday, and no one was on board. You know? When you talk about NoFap...
Oh, where they were like, you're stupid.
Yeah. I'm the weirdo for not watching porn, dude.
Of course you are. You're weird. The other day, one of my closest friends was like, why aren't you drinking? Are you... what's wrong with you? And then I was like, I don't want to drink, dude. And he's like, you're a coward. I was like...
jeez.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're a coward. And then I said, oh, yeah, dude. You're so brave for drinking. Like, firefighters, people who drink beer. That's the freaking rank. He was like, yeah, man. That's it.
That's good. Clown. Yeah, that's so true. Especially he's succumbing to peer pressure and you're not. Who's the brave
one
now?
Yeah, I know. It was so freaking weird, like, that he was, you know, making such a big fuss about it. Anyways.
You know, but now more and more I realize back in the day when I said I don't drink and I still feel it, the younger friends, they always freak out. They're like, why not? Oh, come on, have some fun, drink. And then the older friends of mine, they're always like, oh, that's actually really cool. I wish I could do that too. Because I think eventually everyone does realize alcohol is bad for you, but they just don't stop because it's such a habit already. And there's the social pressure and all that. And they envy the people.
I'm probably
freaking
addicted to it, dude.
Yeah. So how long have you not been drinking, dude?
Well, the last time I drank was at a concert in, I think, February, mid-February. 14th.
Oh, yeah, just before Corona, right?
And then before that was another concert, January. And then before that was like 90 days or something. I only drink at concerts.
Okay. Is there any artists you really want to see in a concert?
No, I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to ask me who I want to see?
What about you?
I love to see Hans Zimmer doing his entire...
One of my closest buddies from uni, he went to see Hans Zimmermann.
Zimmer.
Here.
Not Zimmermann. Oh, but it wasn't him personally, I think. It was his orchestra, right? Because they were also in Berlin just a couple of months ago, just before Corona.
What? Well, the way he describes it, I don't know if he ever outright said it, but the way he described it, I thought that he actually did go to see him.
I think because they advertised Hans Zimmer, but then it was an orchestra without him, but they were playing his music. But I think they got his official permission, so probably there.
Well, of course, they would have to.
Yeah,
they would have to, especially if they're playing in Austria. In Austria, you can't do nothing without getting official permission.
Dude, but oh man, I love to see orchestra play Disney music. That would be awesome.
What about that song, Dinny Land, Dinny Land? What about that song?
Yeah, we should record it. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth.
Come on, dude. Happy.
By the way, I was thinking, where does this come from? This do re mi fa sol la si. Where does it come from? Yeah, I also love when they sing, they take the mic. They used to do this a lot in the 90s. They sing and they always take it away. Yeah. They like do it more. Exactly. Oh god.
Yeah. I think I look really stupid.
Aren't you hot, by the way, in that hoodie? Like I'm
sweating
like crazy.
Yeah, but it makes
like
me look so good, dude.
Oh.
I mean, I have a wife beater on underneath and I don't want people to think
that'd
be my wife.
Oh, let's see it, dude. Let's see it. The people want to see. What's that? What's that move?
Dude,
dancing?
Let's do a boxing pose. That way. But you have to look that way. All right. Wait, again? All right. We can make that
awesome.
Thumbnail. All right. Anyways, guys, I think we're out of time, hey?
Yeah. It's okay, let's wrap it up. So,
didn't you want to say something?
Well, one more message to Angela/Ashley. You keep changing your name for some reason and you sound more and more like Ali, but
every week.
Well, I apologize and thank you definitely for calling in, and it was a bit creepy. With the voice drop at the end, sounding a bit like Satan. But thank you so much for your support. Keep listening. And yeah, if anyone else has any questions, please phone in and we will answer your questions. Or if you want to comment, just let us know. Just DM us with your, if possible, voice message. Or... preferably a video, that would be even better. And then we can cut in the video. Yeah. Cool. So, yes. Please follow Ali at Ali the Hasnain on Instagram. Me, Pascal Halsberger on Instagram. And we upload this every single Sunday, both on audio and in video and on YouTube. So, please check
subscribe
us out there.
Subscribe to our Spotify. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Apple Podcasts. Kim Overcast.
G Curry.
RecTech.
Yeah, forget all that other stuff. Spotify and YouTube. Those are the two most important.
All right. And our Instagrams. So thank you so much.
Insties.
And yeah, see you next week, guys.